Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Bill Beckett, founder and chief strategy officer at SciSay. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Allison. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Bill, why don't we get started? I think this is the first time that SciSay has been on the program. Can you just give me a little bit of background on the company?
SciSay is a software company that's focused on an area we call network performance enforcement, a software-based NFV traffic management appliance that gives people very detailed analytic information from their network, as well as very strong policy control and enforcement capabilities on their network. We literally help people's networks run better and give them more control and insight.
I think it's called Flow Command, the technology that you offer to the marketplace. Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys came to form SciSay and why focus on this area of analytics at this point?
It definitely felt like there was some things missing from the market, and both me and my co-founder had a passion for doing flow processing, both flow control, and when I say flow control, I'm talking about being able to identify and control individual IP sessions, either TCP or UDP, and then be able to do very rich analytics from those individual sessions. We thought we had a good enough idea that we decided that we were going to form a company on it. Intel had a big part of us deciding to go forward and build this company based on these flow technologies because we were trying to do some things in software that had never been done before. We wanted to take some ideas that we had in flow processing, even some patents that we had, and try to integrate those into a pure software environment. I didn't believe that we were going to be able to achieve what we wanted in the pure Intel environment. And I actually chose an initial platform that had an Intel CPU, but it had special hardware, essentially a network processor unit attached to the LAN card. And we actually started development with a project out of the University of Italy. It was called NetMap, very similar software to Intel's DPDK. And while we were testing that and thinking that we were also going to use this hardware acceleration, we were quite far down the road when Intel open sourced DPDK. So we decided that we should take a look at it. And about a month and a half after playing with that, we were able to achieve beyond what the performance criteria was that we had for going to an all software version. So within the first 6 months of the company's existence, we dropped the network processor unit, and we've been a pure software solution ever since.
If I were to ask you how one would go out and do the analytics on a traditional ASIC-based network today, would the type of solutions that you're delivering with Flow Command be possible, or what would that reality look like?
It would be very difficult. When you're building a proprietary hardware, you're sizing up and designing that platform in two different regards. One, you have the data plane, which requires a selection of a chipset, and that chipset has certain capabilities and whatnot. You're also looking at the chipset, you know, CPUs that you're going to use, you know, for general management purposes, and you're having to right-size each one of those or oversize them for future growth. When we chose to go into more general purpose Intel platform, some of the great things that come about that are being able to have a general CPU that is actually responsible for both the data plane and the control plane. And the only thing that we're really right-sizing anymore is a single element, which is the number of cores and the clock rate of the cores. On a traditional network appliance where we were trying to right-size a data plane that would do all the forwarding we need, we'd have to make sure that we had all that analytic information available on that chipset. And then we'd also have to make sure that we had the freeway, if you will, the bus, to talk from our central processor to our data plane to get that information and to get it off the platform. This platform that we designed on the Intel, when we look at new functions we want to do, like our very deep online analytics, which I think are very unique, we were just looking at how many clock cycles do we need to add to this. And it was literally that simple. No more looking into the chipset to see if we'll be able to handle it or if we have enough memory in one chipset versus the other. It's just a lot easier.
And when we look at the types of analytics that you're delivering to customers, what are the kinds of things that they're looking to analyze to make the kind of decisions that they're going to need to? And how does Flow Command address that?
It depends on the job function and the person that's looking at the analytics. Different people want different information on analytics within the same company. So what becomes very critical is that you can literally perform all the analytics almost humanly possible across all the IP flows and sessions and then make the information available to the pertinent person or department available to them. very unique in our industry. We do analytics on 100% of every session that we see across our platform. We can support up to 5 million concurrent flows or sessions, and we do over 40 analytic points in real time as those flows are going across us. We're actually doing them every 20 milliseconds. To do something of that scale with every single flow, we had to build very strong analytic processors. And we did those purely in CPU cores and memory. Sessions are flying by at the millions per second. We're doing real-time analytics in purely CPU and memory. And then we wrap around all these analytic points, you know, millions of them, and we just put a REST API in front of them so that the operators can actually come in and query us through a REST API and ask intelligent questions that they'd like to answer about the quality of the network, about applications, different users, and whatnot. That's a very strong contrast to the way analytics are typically done in networks where, number one, most network devices never would capture 100% of all the sessions. They would just try to sample a small number of those sessions. And they would never do the analytics themselves. They would actually just take raw flow data, send it off to a central location, and have another platform actually perform the analytics and storage of that data.
How's the customer response been thus far? And where do you think we're going over the next 12 months in the transition to driving better analytics into core networks?
Any customer gets excited when they look at this type of technology. The responses that we get from our customers is probably a 50-50 chance on whether the customer has any type of deep visibility tools in their network at all. The ones that have no tools whatsoever, of course, they just go crazy when for the first time they get to see this rich data about what's happening in their network, you know, literally in real time. If they have existing tools, it usually comes to a matter of, well, my existing tool can do this, can you do that? And of course, we go through a checklist and show them a lot of things that really differentiate us, how real-time our real-time is and how scalable it is. They get very excited and interested. Generally, they're excited that we're delivering them a software platform versus a hardware platform. They're excited that it provides visibility and control that they need in their network. They look at our tool as an enabler for them to feel more comfortable about moving slowly towards NFV and SDN architectures because they're getting more visibility and more control on their networks than they even have today. And that's what's going to ease their fear about making transitions in the future.
I'm sure we sparked some interest in CISA. Can you please tell the audience where to go for more information?
Absolutely. Go to our website. It's www.cisei.com, S-A-I-S-E-I.com. You're welcome to send an email, even bill@cisei.com. You can send it to sales@cisei.com as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Allison. It was great to be invited.